This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. Hands on a Hard Body, the show now playing at the Unicorn Theater, isn't sexy. There's a little bit of romance, but the hard body isn't a person. It's a pickup truck on the lot of a fictitious Nissan dealership in Texas, where 10 contestants try to keep one hand on the truck for as long as they can, and the last person to do so gets to drive it home. KCUR CJ Janovy recently spoke with the director, Missy Kuntz.
Hands on a Hard Body is a musical theater take on a 1997 documentary. The real contest in Texas lasted for days, and the sleep-deprived contestants went sort of nuts. In the musical version, at the Unicorn, there's 15 cast members, a five-piece country band playing at the back of the stage, and five technicians. It's the biggest company in the Unicorn's history. Directing them all is Missy Kuntz. When the Unicorn's artistic director, Cynthia Levin, sent Kuntz the script, she had a strong reaction.
I had not read anything about it. And it was a short run on Broadway in 2012 and has just recently become available to regional theaters. I got about halfway through the soundtrack and I texted her and I said, I want to marry this musical. They had gotten a Tony Award nomination. Amanda Green, who did the lyrics and co-wrote the music with Trey Anastasio, who is the frontman for Phish. They said that they wanted the music to be able to stand on its own. That getting back to the days of musical theater when songs from a Broadway musical would be heard on the radio, would become top 10 hits. And they said, we want to write music that could stand on its own, that people will love, that they could sing in the shower, in the car.
The show starts with enthusiasm and joy, and everybody's excited about the contest. But then it gets dark. For various reasons, each contestant is desperate for a break. The show manages a precarious balance of being entertaining while addressing that looming desperation.
And the cool thing that's been happening is that through this 2 hours, the audience has become vested in their success, and they have chosen the one that they're rooting for. And when that person falls off and they lose their chance to win, you hear the collective sigh and disappointment and that they're right there with them. And I think that that speaks volumes to what it was that we were able to create as an ensemble.
Kuntz says she loves all the songs in the show, but she loves a couple more than others.
Well, I love that I'm Gone song that that Daniel Beeman and Sarah Kennedy sing.
So far away, gone, like yesterday.
I sing the boy part. I don't think that'll come as a surprise to anyone, but I like to sing the boy part on that song. It's right in my range. And I like the song Used to Be, that small group of folks that are still hanging on to that truck at the end sing about sort of the commercialization of towns. And the one of the greatest lines, I think, lyrically, that I have seen or heard anywhere is in that song, which is, if it looks the same everywhere you roam, how do you know when you've gotten home? And I think, man, that is a poignant lyric. That is some really, really great songwriting and talking about, you know, on every corner there's a Walmart's, Walgreens, Wendy's, Applebee's, and you just can't tell the difference between any town, any city, any corner anymore.
That song's as true as it is sad, but the show ends on an up note because, like Kuntz says, it's musical theater. CJ Janovy, KCUR News.
Hands on a Hard Body runs through September 28th at the Unicorn Theater.